Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
If you're not familiar with Randy Weston and the group Judah Band, you're in for a treat. We're about to learn something. Here's Judah Band with I Will Praise. This is Real Gospel.
Your mercy covers all of my issues. I'm amazed at your unfailing love and you're faithful till the end of my days. You promise me and I'll trust you with everything I am. And we make this vow that I will praise.
I will praise.
You said all my days.
All my days.
And I will praise you.
I will praise.
All my days.
Lift it up, lift it up, lift it up. Say,
I will praise.
I will praise.
Said all.
all my days, and I will praise all my days.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this anointed man of God with us on the program, the one and only Randy Weston, founder of the group Judah Band. Welcome to Real Gospel, Randy.
Man, so glad to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, no doubt, no doubt. And this interview is long overdue. I've been watching your work from afar for a long time, enjoying your music. The listeners love Judah Band. And the thing is, we don't know a lot about you. So I just said, you know what, it's time to, you know, have this conversation and just unpack some knowledge about this group and just sort of get the backstory. So if you don't mind, just sort of talk to us about, you know, a little bit about you and where you're from and how you grew up, and then bring us to Judah Band.
Absolutely. Well, I was born in a little town in North Carolina. We have two stoplights. Not a big population, but I came here as an Army brat to Indianapolis and been living here since I was a young guy, and grew up in Indianapolis, you know, and I love it. And Judah Band was something that I never dreamed about, never thought about, I never aspired to be a recording artist or anything like that. I wanted to be the man behind the music. And so I tried to put together some friends some years back, and I said, you know, we're going to just do a concert or some music I wrote, and that was going to be the end of it. And one thing turned to another thing, and next thing I know, we're recording, and now I'm standing here, Randy Weston and Judah Band, and we're just trying to continue to spread this good gospel and the mission of God's love. And man, I am in awe of what God has done, because it was way more than I ever expected, and surely more than I ever deserved.
Man, you deserve it, my brother. You're holding up the bloodstained banner. Now, let me ask you a question that's very important, because the listeners need to. You said something that really piqued my attention there. You said you're from a small town in North Carolina. Oh, you were yes. Born there. Now, my mom is from a small town in North Carolina. So there, you'd be surprised. I actually was doing an interview with someone from a small town in North Carolina before, and come to find out, our families were very close. So what's the name of that? So I don't know, but what's the name of that town?
It's called Weaverville.
Weaverville, North Carolina. I haven't heard of Weaver. Weaver?
Weaver.
Weaver. I haven't heard of Weaver, but have you ever heard of Hassel?
I haven't heard of Hassel.
Oh. That's the small
town.
Is that
in Western North Carolina?
You know, I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
But that's where my mom is from. That's not far from Raleigh-Durham.
Okay, I'm going to check that out. We're probably about 3.5-4 hours from Raleigh-Durham, and population's probably like 3,000 people.
Gotcha. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Well, surely there's someone listening right now who's saying, I know where that's at. I know exactly where that is. And so there's always somebody. So,
absolutely.
But now, your music, so... did you grow up in church? So you said you were Army brat, military brat. Oh, you said military, so I'm assuming Army.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank your parents for their service. That's really much appreciated. So where does the music come from? Where did you discover that aspect of your gifts?
Yeah, I'm a pew baby, so I've been in church all my life, and I grew up in the Pentecostal church. And I've been in church, you know, as long as I know. But I've been exposed to so many different kinds of music, and I thank God for that. Being classically trained saxophonist, and you know, playing in jazz band, and playing funk band, and things like that. So I've been exposed to a lot of different styles and genres of music that make up the sound that I am. You know, of course, my message is about the death, burial, and resurrection, soon coming of our Lord, and you know all that. The sound in itself is just inspired and created from having you know, a mother and a father, you know, who is very musical. My father's side of the family, everybody plays something, and my mother, who just exposed us to a lot of different things, you know, a lot of musicals, everything Disney, you know, just having that palette, that huge musical palette, and it's created the sound, because I certainly love every style and genre of music equally, you know, from country to gospel. I love them all the same.
So, gotcha.
That's what comes out in the music that I write, the style of music that I am.
It does. It truly does. You are truly singing a new song in a new land in a new day. So walk us through Judah Band. Who what makes up the group?
Judah Band are our singers and musicians who I pull together, you know, and we I love it. You know, a lot of it is relational, you know, and that makes a huge difference when you're on stage with people who you've triumphed with and failed with, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, we hold each other accountable, and you know, it's just a wonderful thing. It's just a wonderful thing. And so I'm essentially getting to accomplish dreams that I've never had. First and foremost, I never had the dreams, but dreams are coming true that I did not have, and I'm getting to experience that with friends and family, you know, and so that's just a big thing for me.
Yeah, yeah. And that's awesome. So are the members interchangeable? Are they set people?
It's a community. Yeah, it's a community of people. You know, it's not a wide community, but at this point, at one point, there was set members of Judah Band, and that was what it was. And we rolled like that for a long time. And I felt led to go another route. And now, you know, it's pretty huge. And, you know, everybody's not localized like once. there was all from Indianapolis at one point. Now, you know, I've got friends and family that I bring in from all over the place. And it's, wow. I love it.
That is amazing.
Yes.
I mean, that is, wow. Is it going to continue to grow? I mean, you know, it seems like it's a movement, you know?
Absolutely. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, regionally we will have crews that just do what we do and just move it like that, you know, and that would be a great thing. You know what I mean? That way the gospel and the sound is you know, is tangible to every part of the world. That would be great.
Yeah.
Pray for that.
Yeah, take a page out of the Rough Riders, you know, how they grew their record label and things of that nature. They had people everywhere they went. They had guys on motorcycles with their stuff on.
Yeah, that's true.
Representing. Yeah.
The brand. Yeah.
Yeah, the brand. Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Somebody, a recording artist once told me, they said, Brother X, the gospel is free, but ministry costs.
That's true. Very much so true.
Yeah. So I will praise. I'm loving the song. The listeners are loving the song. Who naturally you wrote it, right?
I did.
All right. So give us the backdrop on this, on this beautiful song.
Yeah. I will praise. It was written. It was a declaration. You know, sometimes you got to command your heart to do what your mind and even what your situation doesn't want to do. You know what I mean? And I will praise is that song. It's that song that I have to tell myself, you know what, you don't feel like it. And maybe you don't even feel like God deserves the praise today. Or maybe, you know, but I had to will my spirit to say, you know, I will praise. I'm going to praise you all of my days. It's going to be bad sometimes. It's going to, you know, not look good, you know, but I'm going to praise you. So that song is a declaration to yourself, you know, to my spirit. You got to tell your spirit that, you know what, you got to praise him today. He's worthy of your, of a good praise, even on a bad day. So that's where that song was birthed from. Mm, mm,
mm. And so are there any particular, I don't know, life experiences that sort of also help you to pin that?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's one resonating thing that will probably forever be somewhere at the core of my worship and my praise, and it changed my life. And that is when I was diagnosed and treated for cancer. I think that changed a lot. No, I can't say. I think I know it
sorry
changed
to,
everything.
Sorry to hear that.
And it changed everything for me. And it put things in perspective. It recalibrated my spirit, my motives. You know, I speak about that a whole lot. You know, my motives. It recalibrated my motives big time about what you do. And sometimes, you know, you get off, even in ministry, you lose sight of ministry, you know, because now you've got to be marketable and all the things that go around the industry of music and of ministry. And God had to recalibrate me. He literally had to recalibrate me and say, hey man, you're nothing but a dirty fisherman. You're a fisher of men. There's nothing glamorous about that. There's nothing. And so my worship comes from that space now, and that song comes from that recalibrated space. So yeah, I could go on and on, but you know.
Oh, please. Please do. I mean, that's what's incredible about doing these interviews is that, you know, the people hear the I Will Praise, and they unless they get to see your video or get to see you live, praise God, we can do that now. Go back to that. You know, you have to do your narration and your explanation before the song or after it in order to, you know, to share that testimony with God's people and set them free. Because then they understand the song. And they go, now I see why you say I will praise. And so,
yes, sir.
You know what I feel in my spirit? That's the Pentecostal coming out of me right now. Because I feel in my spirit. Before I feel in my spirit right now that someone heard you say that. And now when they hear I will praise, they're relating to something that they've been going through in their life. And now they're going to give God the praise because of
Amen.
What you allow God to use you to do. That's
Amen.
That's the Holy Spirit at work.
Amen.
Through music. So yes. So my hat's off to you. What else can we expect from this project?
Listen, I am so excited about this project that's to come. I can't think of a better team to be doing it with. I can't think of a better situation. God has really, really been kind to us, and I've got one of my favorite producers, probably my favorite producer in the land, who is now my music director and working with me, Philip Feaster, who's behind a lot of the works of Sean Mitchell and Fred Hammond, James Fortune, and J.J. Harrison, and we've been friends for probably about 10 years, but have never been able to work together. And so now we're going to be doing this for some time now, as God finally let us get in the same space at the same time. And you know, I've got some great music coming. I can't wait. I just can't wait to share
it. I can tell you. You sound excited about it. So
I've never been this excited about any of my work. I've never felt better, more free or liberated in the space, in my spirit, in my mind. And so with that being said, I don't even have my expectations are not even really about the numbers or anything. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like God is doing this for me.
Yes.
You know, I feel like this music is he did it for me, you know, and I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yes. We could tell by your exuberation and we're excited for you. We really are.
Thank you.
Much continued success for you and all that you do. I just want to leave you those words of encouragement as you continue to just lift up God's people, because what
Absolutely.
You do is important, and I don't want that to fall through the cracks. So as we close out here, I guess tell the listeners where they can find out more information about you and get the music and how they can find you on social media and all those other platforms.
Absolutely. You can follow me on Instagram. And my Instagram name is Judah_band. You can follow me on Facebook, Judah Band Music, and I'd love to be a part of everything you got going on. If you got anything you want us to be a part of, give us a shout. We'll get you the right information, you know, and just be looking out for this new music that we have coming. We love you. We appreciate your support so, so very much, and we don't say that lightly. We actually know that what we do is not possible without those who support, love, buy, and download music. So we appreciate you.
Amen to that. Oh, and by the way, who does the artwork for some of your, I mean, that stuff is incredible. I mean,
I come up with most of the concepts, but I get different people to do different things. It depends on what I'm trying to do.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yes,
I mean,
thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I give credit and give honor to what honor is due. I just want to let you know that some of the photos that I've seen and some of your album covers and it's just amazing. So continue to allow God to use you in those areas as well, because it just seems like everything you touch seems to have the anointing. Almost, I don't want to go fairy tale, go Midas touch, but I mean, it's you've been prepared for a time such as this. And I'm just watching just you, and I think we touched on it earlier. It's sort of like a branding. You're just a what do we call it? Sort of a, and you're for this generation, sort of a Judah. You know, yeah, that's your name. See, look at that. My goodness. Look at that. Oh, my goodness. Judah Band.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
you're walking in your gifting. How about that? Randy Weston of Judah Band, thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.